Are we live? Are we live? Man, we already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. Williams. I talk great. We are today. Melanine Rose. She just had to check me real quick.
Yeah, Melanine.
Melanine. All right, I don't know why I can't get it right. Melanine.
Yeah, it's a Caribbean name, so it's pronounced Melanine in Creole, but The American way, it's Melanine.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So that's probably why the confusion, but it's Melanine.
Okay, you know, yeah, you are Haitian.
Yeah, I am.
Sans passer.
Napoule.
Okay, qui j'en ai?
Muy bien.
Okay, that's all I know.
That's all you know, we're not going to keep it going? Okay.
Now, my ex-girlfriend was Haitian, and she didn't want to teach me nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because I be feeling like y'all be having the sidebar combos, and then y'all like jump in with English. Girl, you tripping. Like, we all got, I'm like, yo, what? I'm sitting right here.
Yeah, you know? I think it's a lot to learn. That's probably why she was like, eh. I mean, she is, I guess she's your ex for a reason, too.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, teach me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to learn. Like, I'm real big on cultures and stuff like that. Because, like, we was talking off the line, you know what I'm saying? Like, my parents are from Trinidad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it allowed me to kind of dabble in other cultures and things like that and kind of get acclimated to just culture, period. Because I ain't gonna front. I grew up in New York, and Haitians had it hard.
We did.
Especially I ain't even gonna front.
In the 90s, early
2000s. Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We did.
Like, I knew a kid. It was so bad. I didn't even know that there was light-skinned Haitians.
Yeah.
Because he was saying he was French.
No, oh,
and
yeah.
And then one of his homeboys was more dark-skinned, and he was like, I guess cussing him out, like saying, nigga, you better stop playing. Like, you better represent. But his hoes, he's like, nah, man, I'm French.
I'm French.
And I'm like, nigga, you Haitian?
That's a new one. I've never heard that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, it's okay. But like,
Being Haitian wasn't popular until, like, I feel... Until, like, you know, Black Dada Amazo came out.
That's when it was
like, popularized and everybody wanted to be Haitian or rep that they were Haitian. But, yeah, it's late 90s, 2000s. It was a thing.
Yeah, it was a rough thing. Nah, man, we all the same thing, man. Your boat got dropped off here. Mine's got dropped off
somewhere,
there.
Yeah.
Exactly. But we all family.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
So what you been up to, though? I see you on the scene. I just saw you at some thing the other day. Like, why do good men cheat or something like that?
Yes, yes. So I was hosting a 3-day red carpet of a stage play produced, written, and directed by Elodie Alcindor. And it was called Why Good Men Cheat. It was pretty much giving us a perspective into the man's world, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
But I hear it's based on statistics now. Women cheating more than men.
That's what they say. I wouldn't know, but that's what they say. I think apparently women are better at it.
Yeah, no, y'all is.
Allegedly. I don't know because I don't.
She said
yeah, that's not my life.
So you ain't never cheat on none of your men's? Never. See, she got quiet.
No. No.
You don't know if they listening or not. No, never?
Never.
Really?
To be honest, straight up, I've never really been in a serious committed relationship, but when I have been involved, I wouldn't necessarily call it cheating, you know?
Hold on. We have to unpack this.
Okay, let's unpack
So you was in an entanglement?
I guess. We've all been there, right?
Yeah. Situationships.
Situationships.
Yes.
I was... it was more than a situationship, but... less than a relationship type of thing.
Hold on, how? Hold on, I'm confused here. She said it was more than a situationship. It was more than a situationship, but less than a relationship?
Yeah, so it was like in that gray area in between. Don't ask me any further questions. But yeah, that's what it was.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I mean, we all been there, like you said. But I just don't understand. Like, I think we're more so in this era now. Like, nobody don't want to be together in this new era.
You think so? I think.
Yeah. I blame social media for it. But at the same time, I'm not really seeing no real relationships like that. It's rare than a T-bone steak.
I don't know. I think there are a lot of people who, cause I see a lot of people getting married, engaged, having children. So I see love.
So you see
I see it, you know, but I also see the opposite end as well. So
I think both sides.
Yeah. I see both sides. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. No, but you look kind of lovey though. Like you're a lover.
I am.
Okay.
I am. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little, I'm more on the serious side, I think. you know, the way I navigate life in terms of, you know, my ambitions and stuff. But mm-hmm. on the inside, I'm a lover girl.
Okay, see,
I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Okay,
yeah,
transparency.
Yeah.
So why do you think men cheat anyway?
So that's a good question that I
let me ask a woman
unpacked during mm-hmm. the stage play. Honestly, I don't think that good men cheat, but I do, like, from watching the stage play, I understand why most men may stray or go into that direction.
Really?
Yeah.
Please, enlighten us.
So, a lot of it apparently is based on temptation. You know, mm-hmm. men are easily tempted. Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like you guys should have a little bit more self-control, but, you know, temptation.
It's hard out here. I mean, come yeah. on. You came here half naked. You
don't
know?
Blame it on me. Not naked,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's yeah. hard not to, I'm trying to keep it this way, but
okay,
you know.
Yeah, so you men have, I guess, the wondering eyes, the options, temptation, you know, is one.
The wondering eyes,
yeah, yeah,
I've heard that
eyes.
Word before,
yeah. Yeah, yeah,
but y'all be putting it in our face, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was in a situation, I was talking to this chick, right, and her homegirl came through,
okay.
right? So the homegirl, thick as hell,
okay,
you know what I mean? She got thigh, booty meat, mm-hmm. all of that. So I'm trying to be a good guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting on the couch. I'm minding my business. I'm just okay. looking at the TV. So the homegirl threw her thigh over, you know what I'm saying? Like, she put it up like this. You know what I'm saying?
How she do it?
She go like, and I, you know, all I'm seeing is meat.
Okay.
So I turn around. I'm like, you know,
mm-hmm.
then she going to go tell the shorty I was talking to, I don't know about Wayne. He got wandering eyes.
He got wandering eyes.
What is you talking about? You just did that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, yo, you need to watch her.
So
I'm like,
it's her.
Yes, it was her.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the homegirl. I told my, you know what I'm saying, the shorty I was talking to, I was like, yo, man, I think you need to watch this girl. You know what I'm saying? Because she just seemed like, even when we was in the whip,
mm-hmm.
you know, you could just feel somebody staring at you
mm-hmm.
from the back seat.
Yeah.
And I just look and I see her. She's like, she dead looking. And I'm like, like, yo. I mean, because I'm not going to lie. I could be a dog, but I'm not a dog.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't going to sleep with
intentionally.
Yeah. I'm not going to sleep with your friend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's to me, there's rules, you know what I'm saying, to cheating. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I just be like, yo, you need to watch her, yo.
Yeah.
So, me personally, I don't know. I believe a man is supposed to be with multiple women.
Hold on. Wait, hold on. Plot twist. Plot twist.
You know, for real. So, I mean, because, okay, I like to go back to origin. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, if we were never split up or not split up, but if we were never colonialized, okay. right? This is how we would have been living. Like, when I went back to Africa, that's what I saw. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not just talking about, sorry, I don't mean to cut mm-hmm. you. I'm not just talking about sleeping with multiple women. That's not what I'm saying, because I think that's the mindset that women have when they hear a man is having multiple women. But that's not true. You know what I'm saying? It's not just about fornication. You know what I mean? It's more about building a nation.
Mm. I have thoughts, honey.
Hold on, thoughts?
Thoughts.
Oh, sorry. I was like, man, I ain't a thought. Like,
oh,
I ain't
you.
Just slinging it. Okay, share them. Yes, please share them. Because I know normally when I say that, women be tripping. You know what I'm saying? Because I just think that's just the mentality that we have nowadays. It's like, what you do, I could do.
Oh my goodness. I don't even know where to start with that whole conversation. So would you consider that polygamy? Are you?
Yes.
Ooh, child.
We're polygamous by nature.
No, we're not.
This whole monogamous thing is a system. It's part of the westernized system. Look, she... She's fatty. She got hot. Give her some water.
Men, I think y'all like to believe that y'all can handle multiple women or multiple relationships, but you barely have control over yourself, let alone multiple villages or wives or whatever. I think it's just ideal to think about. I think it's
villages?
A fantasy.
No. Okay. Do you have to be together as a man within your feelings and your emotions and things like that? Yes, I do believe that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to lie. I think this concept of just having multiple women with men nowadays, it just falls down to, like, sexuality. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. just wanting to have sex. Yeah, and I don't believe in that, because at the end of the day, let's say me and you together, hypothetically, mm-hmm. right? And I want to bring in another woman. I can't just bring another woman in just because she fine as hell. She got to have something up here as well. You see what I'm saying?
But what are you bringing her around for? And does it have to take shape in that romantic sense? Because honestly, we need... Because
it's a shortage. It's a shortage of us out here.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. So you're trying to say women need y'all, men. That's what you're saying?
That's kind of true. I mean, come on. Look at everything that we're going through right now. So you have men that don't think they men, right? Mm-hmm. Then you have our brothers that's locked up. And then if you really look at it on a statistic level, it's always been more women than men. Real talk. It always been that way. There's always been more women
but
than
men. But you also... There's a lot that I can say. Okay, so honestly... So
let
honestly,
it out. We want to hear it.
I think, for me personally, like, statistics show that there are more women than there are men. Mm-hmm. True enough. But you also have to account for how many of those women don't even want men? How many of those women...
But see, that brings it back to society now, right? Because I'm not going to lie. I do think, even though, hey, you could do whatever you want, you know, it's your life, but I do think there's an agenda when it comes to, like, sexuality and genders and things like that.
What right? do you mean exactly? What's the
like? Okay, let's an agenda on like how you have like the LGBTQ type mm-hmm. movement. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think there's an agenda. You see what I'm saying? Because it's more pushed in your face now.
Mm.
Because okay, I tell people all the time. Like when I was a little kid, you know what I'm saying? When I was around like 9 or 10,
mm-hmm.
my sisters braided my hair and put me in a dress,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't ever think I was a girl.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Never wanted to become that.
Yeah, I didn't even know the word.
Mm-hmm.
Gay and homosexuality didn't exist in Queens in 1995.
Because they were in the closet.
No, you're right. Yeah. So not to say that it wasn't out there, mm-hmm. but it didn't exist in my world.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got did you, that act, right? I'm just looking at it like, yo, I'm just playing with my sisters.
Yeah, I'm
versus,
having fun.
Yeah, yeah versus yeah. now, mm-hmm. if a boy do that now.
Oh, he's gay.
Yeah, or he's not a yeah. girl. I mean, he's not a boy. He's mm-hmm. a girl now.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely think now that you're seeing it in everything, it's in every movie, it's everywhere, it's this, that. You can't even say nothing really about that community and not get no backlash right. or get canceled.
You see what so happened to Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he been banging on them people.
Yeah.
Like when you go back and look at a lot of his old stuff,
mm-hmm.
he been talking like that. It ain't nothing new.
Yeah.
It just...
That I do agree with in that aspect. Like, we're becoming more censored. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain things we have to tread lightly on. So I get that. But as far as the LGBTQ community, like...
Uh-huh.
I'm for it because honestly, like, I don't think anyone... Yeah, because I don't think anyone should have to live their life feeling as though they aren't accepted by society.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I would hate to be, I don't think anyone should walk around feeling that way.
So nobody should be on eggshells if that's how they truly feel.
Right, yeah.
Okay, but you're not with the girl-on-girl stuff.
For me personally?
Yeah.
Look at you! That's
a... I mean, you said you with it, so we try to see how far you really with it.
That was a good segue. I like that. No.
No, she said...
Yeah, not that I'm opposed to it. I've had
really.
I mean, okay. I've wanted good. To try it in the past, but I feel as though I'm past that.
You past that, like kind of like wanted it.
Yeah, I'm past that.
Wanted like, to try it out.
Yeah, I'm past that. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, you seem real mature.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
but at least you could admit that, though.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. I was talking to my homegirl the other day, and even with men,
mm-hmm.
I think we have to come to understand what's something that we just want to try out.
Yeah.
Versus what we actually really want a wife.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Knowing the difference.
Being able to differentiate. Because sometimes we don't know and then you end up stuck with a chick you just really wanted to hit.
Yeah. Too late. She's your baby mamas now.
You know what I'm saying? Now you two baby mamas in.
Yeah.
And then you like, God, man, I ain't even really want to be with her like that. I just was trying to try a thickie.
Right.
You know?
Not try the friend now.
Yeah. No. Because I've always thought I liked thick women,
mm-hmm.
you know, but maybe that's what we were like.
Programmed.
Yes, exactly. Right. Seeing rap videos and all that types of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. I do like, I see myself with more petite, neat kind of women.
All right. Just more than one. just more than one. Okay. I got you.
No, I'm not. Okay. I understand the concept of it,
mm-hmm.
but like bring it back to what we were saying before. I do think you have to be secure within yourself. Like, as a man emotionally and things like that before you, and financially as well.
All types of ways, honestly. Of ways to deal with one, let alone two, three.
No, facts.
Yeah.
So what would you choose? A financially stable guy or an emotionally stable guy?
Oh.
Yeah, which one?
Emotionally stable first and foremost.
Okay, yeah. Wow.
You gotta be emotionally stable.
Okay, so you ain't with the ratchet and, you know, the toxic.
Nah, not at all. No.
But why you think everybody like clinging to that now? Like all this toxicity. Because it's, I don't know, it's toxic over here. Yeah. You all love it, I swear to God.
It's fun.
Okay.
It's fun.
I think like what you said, that's when you was kind of probably like in your early 20s.
Yeah, right. You
know, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to say your age or anything. But I just think that's for when you're younger. But
absolutely.
Now, it's a little emotional roller coaster that women be going through.
And it's not worth it, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's crazy. Like, you can't even tell a female that she's pretty. Oh, nigga, you doing too much. Like, slow down. Like,
come check your man. Now you cheating and all. Yeah.
He thirsty,
yeah.
Yeah, like, so what would you think thirsty is?
A man who can't accept the word no. A man who doesn't realize that someone isn't necessarily interested in them, but they persist anyway. I think that's thirsty.
But I think y'all play hard to get now. You know what I'm saying? So how would, you know what I'm saying, a man really know? Like, you know, like Aaliyah said, you know, first you don't succeed.
Dust yourself off and try again.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, you might ignore the DM that day,
but then I gotta,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so there's nothing wrong with the man being persistent, you know, and knowing what he wants, but I think the thirstiness comes in when he's obviously doing too much. Like, now you're doing too much, you're not being persistent, now you begging. I think that's annoying.
You said, now you begging.
I think that's annoying.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what would a woman have to show, right, so a man could say, hey, she's actually interested in me?
Damn, you are asking some good questions.
Because we don't be knowing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nowadays, if a female give you her phone number, that don't mean that doesn't you mean, in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I might block you tomorrow. Yeah. I don't know. Ask your question again.
What would a woman have to show, right, so a man could think, like, okay, it's a go. She does have interest in me.
Ooh.
You don't want to give out the tea?
That's a really good question. I feel like it's nothing blatant that she would show. I think it's all in her the way she responds to you. You know what I mean? Like, the way she responds.
Giving you the phone number, you would think, that means something. You know what I'm saying? If I'm like, yo, what's up? Let me call you sometime. Okay.
That's just the step. But just because I give you my phone number, it doesn't necessarily, it's more, I think the phone number thing is like, it's like the introduction. It's like, okay, let me see what you're about. Like, you piqued my interest type of thing. It's about like what follows. Like, now if you're like texting me and you're being annoying and it's like, then, you know what I mean? Then we, you know, so.
So you don't want him to text you. You rather him call you?
No, I don't mind text messages. It's just like, some men don't have the conversation to. It all depends. Like, I don't think you can get to know someone via text message. You know, sometimes phone call is nice, but yes. If we're going to be engaging in text messages, because that's inevitable, like, ask me like redundant questions like, what are you doing? Or,
you don't like the WYD?
I don't mind it here and there, but not just like the basis of the conversation. Like, ask me something different. You know what I mean? Like, this is how I feel. This is exactly how I feel. Right. Men like to ask women for their numbers, but with no real intention of getting to know them. I think that's the problem. I think, like, y'all just like to have the number to have it. Then next
like
thing
a
that,
souvenir.
Like a souvenir, right? Okay. Like, oh, I got it. But that doesn't hold any weight.
Really?
You know what I mean? It's the conversation and the way she responds to you after. That's where everything lies.
Okay. No, this is a new one. I never knew this one. Okay. Yeah. But I think with the what you're doing text, I think women misconstrue that, because I think, like, if I'm trying to plan something, what you doing? You know
what's
what I'm
up?
Like,
yeah.
What's good? So then I might say, hey, based upon what you say, I'm going to be like, well, hey, if you're not busy, what's up? You want to go to Bubba Gump Shrimp?
Yeah. What is it?
It's spot down on Las Olas. It's real nice. They shrimp is
what
good.
Is it? Bubba Gump?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's nice. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think that's really what it is. Like, mm-hmm. we got to look into like context. Like, you can't just be like, you can plan something.
Yeah.
I ain't going to just plan something with you just like that.
Yeah.
I want to be able to have a phone conversation with you or see what's going on mm-hmm. your end. So I think women nowadays, I don't know, for some reason, when you do show interest, they look at that as like, he probably don't even got no shorties like that.
No. I mean, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't mind the what you're doing. I think it's just mm-hmm. the what you're doing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, what you doing? Okay, I'm doing X, Y, Z. But it's like next hour, 3 hours, 4 hours. What you doing? It's like, sir.
Kind of stalkerish.
Right. It's like annoying. Yeah.
Okay, no.
Like,
of course, yeah. That can definitely
have
be
some more conversation.
No,
ask
facts,
me something different. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So do you think if a female pays for the dinner, she ain't interested? Because I'm seeing that circulating now. I'm like, damn, like, shorty paid for me when we went out. Like,
yeah, let me handle this so I don't have to worry about you anymore. Right off. I think okay. most women maneuver like that, yo.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, no, you're probably right because I ain't never talked to her after that.
Yeah. Oh, that happened to you?
Yeah.
What happened? Oh, wow.
She paid, but we was cool. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I thought she wanted to pay because she was going to write it off on her business.
Okay. So you thought she was just being smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't actually think she wasn't feeling it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I guess I'm like, hey, whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever. So after that, it was nothing.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
It was kind of, we tried to keep it up because I think what's going on now, we're in the era of healing, with mm-hmm. which we should, but I see a lot of people, they may not necessarily know how to do it. You know what I'm saying? But it's still a good thing, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because a lot of us have been traumatized, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Relationships, childhood, things mm-hmm. of that nature, right? But you have a lot of women where they'll post all these feminine-looking pics, you know, like they really feminine, and then the filter. And then when you meet them, you're like, yo, what up, bro? I'm like,
what? Now me about to shake your hand, though.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it throw me off.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to lie, you know, her pics was sexy as hell. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, yeah. We mm-hmm. get out here. And like, yo. And like, shit, bruh. I don't think a woman should say, bruh.
You don't think women should?
Hell no. That's like a dude thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, why is you saying bruh all the time after every sentence? Like, mm-hmm. bruh. Like, yo, he was tripping on that, though.
Damn. Yeah. If she acting like that, she probably wasn't.
And I'm like, you giving the false. That's why I be trying to tell women, don't be filtering it up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, that's not you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you setting false expectations. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you want the man to wife you up and things like that, you got to show him what you really look like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel that. Just like y'all got to stop catfishing. Not catfishing. Hatfishing. Hatfishing.
Yes, you know, I'm bald.
You know, he's okay. No, you're good. You're good. I'm talking about the ones with the LeBrons.
Yo.
No shade to LeBron. I love LeBron.
Inventory lanes. But yo, I'm seeing that a lot now. Like, my cousin does that.
The hatfishing?
Yeah, like, yeah. No, but like, I don't know if it's...
Oh, the spray paint.
The spray paint? I'm talking about like where they're like sewing it in.
That's crazy.
I don't know how they're doing it.
That's crazy. But I see it too.
I'm like, that. I can't do that, yo.
Yeah.
I just got to accept the baldy. Like, you know what I'm saying?
The baldy's cool.
Okay, y'all feeling the baldy?
Yeah, we feeling the baldy. The baldy's
okay,
cool.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Because I was like... I think I was like 33 when I started going.
When it started going?
Yeah. I'm like, yo, I've been waves all my life. So I'm like, man, that ain't going to be me.
Yeah.
33? I'm like, God dang. Like, what the hell is going on?
So you had
like,
to just accept it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just had to accept it because I was like, yo, it is what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's genetics.
Yeah.
So I thought you was going to bring, you know, your candle, your love.
I should have. You know what? You are right, and that's my mistake.
Light up some candles
to.
Up in here.
I was supposed to. You are absolutely right. That's see next time. Next time.
She ain't bring a man nothing. But it's okay. I still got some questions to ask you based on your business. Brown Liquor Candle, right?
Yes, Brown Liquor Candle Co.
Okay.
Where so, we serve to advocate self-love, normalize leisure, and welcome luxury into your homes.
Okay, she got the whole script ready.
Yes, yes.
I like that. So give me the history behind the name, though.
You know what? It's a long-winded reason as to why I chose the name Brown Liquor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to just give you the short version. So ultimately, when you experience Brown Liquor, I want you to feel you know, sexy and in your element and, you know, really set the mood in your space, whatever that looks like. You know what I mean? Mm. So, yeah, that's the, and, you know, when you think of brown liquor, you think of, you know, how smooth it is, how chill it is, you know, so that was depends. The.
You might be thinking about Friday night and a baby might pop out, you know, and like,
I like that. I like that. You know, whatever that is for you, you know, whatever
okay,
that is for
okay,
you.
Okay, okay, yeah. Okay. Are you listening to R. Kelly still? You want R. Kelly playing? Or she like, why everybody face? Oh, my God.
We're not doing R. Kelly. I'm not gonna lie. There's one song that I'm not giving up, though.
Which one?
Damn it. I don't know the name by head, but I'm your mom's big up high. See your mate. World's Greatest. World's Greatest. I'm
ain't
not giving up.
Nobody ain't making no love to no World's Greatest.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. That's only R. Kelly I'm listening to.
I think she's about to talk about feeling on your booty.
Oh, no. We're not doing that.
You remind me of a Jeep.
Nah. We're not listening to R. Kelly.
No? You gone? You canceled the man?
I was, yeah.
Mm-mm. Oh, man. But see, okay. I don't, not saying what he did was right.
Right.
But what? How I'm looking at it, like, when we was in high school, I don't know when you graduated high school.
Mm-hmm.
We was trying to understand who all the senior girls was talking to. It was all the niggas that wasn't in school. Ooh. This shit been going on.
Okay.
So when you was in a high school, 11th grade, 12th grade, were you dating a classmate or was your man outside the school? Uh-huh.
Okay, but there's a difference. wait, hold on.
Why? Because they wasn't peeing on you?
Ooh, I mean... He dating like 13-year-olds though.
She wasn't 13.
Yes. One like of them 17. Chicks were like 13.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. I think like in the early 2000s, the one that he peed on, she was 13.
She was 13?
Yes. Damn, Aaliyah was 15. These are middle school girls.
Damn.
R. Kelly, 13, no.
Yo, but these kids now, I don't know what the hell they feeding them. They don't.
Yeah.
They don't look like no freaking 15.
Yeah, same for the guys. Yeah.
Hell yeah, because you even see women messing with students and shit like that.
Yeah,
you
know, that's crazy. Yeah.
I don't know what's in the lunch.
Yeah, it's crazy. Know, they sprouting real quick.
So do you have like different scents and flavors with the candles and stuff?
Yes. So with my candles, I blend them up myself. So honestly, you can't find them anywhere on the market.
Hold on.
So they're unique.
You blend it up yourself? You do this yourself?
Yeah, I create them myself. Yeah. It's a lot. You know, I'm kind of like a chemist, kind of. I might as well add that to my bio. But yes.
And a chemist.
Yes, okay. Yes.
We like that.
Yeah.
All right.
So I have different scents, but they're all scents that I blend up. Yeah.
So what you gonna do if you get a large mass order? What if Target say, yo, we need like 500 on a shelf?
That's the goal. And I'm sure when I'm ready for that, you know, I'm gonna be ready for it. But that's the goal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the formulas are consistent. It's just about the scents.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what made you even want to get into this line of work?
Honestly, I've always been into candles and doing my own self-care rituals. I would always light a candle like when I was ready to set the mood. You know, you talked about setting the mood up in here, you know. Okay. You know, candles bring a certain type of vibe, a certain type of energy. So,
yeah.
I used it in my day-to-day and I was like, you know what? This is something that I actually want to pursue. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it was in your day-to-day thing. It wasn't a gimmick you were just trying to find.
Nah. This is like actually my day-to-day thing. Yeah. Okay. I love candles.
Okay, no, I could see that.
You know,
your skin all moisturized. And stuff, you know? And
thank you, yeah.
I like that. So how important is it to experience your own love?
Ooh. It's in what context?
I mean, I think that's love is all about how you see it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think a lot of people think they have to get love from someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like true love starts with self.
Absolutely, yeah. Everything.
How you treat yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? And too much people will be looking like it's a lot of codependency out here, which is not really love because you never really spent that time to get to know yourself. You never really spent that time to better yourself or pour into yourself. So you looking for somebody to do it for you didn't even do it for yourself.
Because
you have a lot of people out here. So I was about to say women, but you have men that do it too. Like, I need you to do this. I need you to do that. I'm like, but you don't even do it for yourself. Yeah. So it's like, to me, you can't look for something that you don't necessarily have yourself.
Yeah. You know I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Facts. So also to not go too far off the script, what books you reading in 2022?
Why are you laughing?
Because I know she probably like, nigga, you stole that off my...
Oh, no. Oh, okay, because no. I did. I was just laughing because I thought nothing. But you should be doing research.
Yeah, no,
you,
I did.
Yeah, right. You should be doing research for every subject that you bring up here. But the current book that I'm reading now is Think and Grow Rich. Yeah, by Napoleon Hill.
Okay.
Yeah.
How that book going so far?
I love it. I love it.
Everybody say that's the book you got to get if you're trying to be rich.
Yeah. And honestly, for the longest time, like, I kind of shied away from like those popular classic books. But for some reason, I was kind of drawn to this book in this season. So it's been going really well. Like, it's not what I expected it to be.
Yeah.
And like the principles that he lists in the book, like, I'm really taking my time out to truly understand them. But yeah, it's a good book. Yeah. Okay. If you're at the point in your life where you're ready to apply.
Apply.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I tell a lot of people that, like, do you think you're ready to be rich, though? Or you just want to be rich?
I'm ready to be rich. I want to be rich. I am rich. Okay. But yeah, all the above.
Okay.
All the above. Yeah, because I think as though, like, I feel as though in my life right now, like, if I were to have, like, $1 million, I'd know what I would want to do with it. Or $1 billion, I'd know.
Really? You know
$1 billion. $1 billion.
$1 billion. Okay.
$1 billion.
Setting
I have
the stakes high.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the first thing you would do? You check your checking account and you see $1 billion in there. What's the first thing you'd do?
A billy. First and foremost, I'm going to... There's a lot of things I would do. I'm going to give you the top three things I would do.
Okay.
Of course, I'd take care of my family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, buy some property, whether that's housing or whatever it is,
okay,
you know,
real estate investing.
Yeah,
like
real
that.
Estate, you know, like whether it's to live or to, you know, simply invest in.
Yeah.
And then I would also, I was thinking to myself the other day that I would actually like buy like a plaza, you know, I'd invest in like in a plaza. And then, you know how there, are you familiar with Broward and I think it's Broward where they have like the Chipotle, the Walmart.
Broward and where?
Broward and I think it's
30th, 27th.
Yeah, I would do something.
How
like
they build
that.
Up all that new stuff?
Yeah.
Right would, there before the 95.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
you're
I'd do something like that.
Okay,
yeah.
That girl's yeah. smart. All
yeah,
right.
I'm telling you, that book got me.
Got you thinking.
Got me thinking, right? And Earn Your Leisure too. I watch a lot of Earn Your Leisure.
Yeah, me too. I be telling my daughter to watch that.
Yeah.
Earn Your Leisure. They beasting right now.
Yeah, they are. InvestFest going on right now.
Yeah, I was trying to go there, man. I was like, but it was just so last minute.
Yeah, that would have been perfect too, especially with your podcast.
Yeah. So what have you been manifesting lately?
Ooh, love.
Love.
Money.
Okay.
Yeah. Love and money. They always go hand in hand.
Love and money. So you're single right now?
For now.
For now.
Yeah, for now.
No applications? You're not taking applications?
I'm always taking applications. I am always open. Listen, I am always accepting. My DMs are always open. So
your DMs.
Okay. My DMs, however.
Is it safe to even be in the DMs now? Because I don't know. Y'all be screenshotting. I be telling bros like, yo, bro, you got to be careful out here.
You do got to be careful. But it's all, listen, like if you approach it with the right intention and you're not like on no gimmicky, like you're not going to get screenshotted. You good.
Man, you good. You're not going to get screenshotted. Because I be like, yo, I can't be in the DMs crazy like that.
Yeah, you can't be crazy.
Popularity, yeah. Like, you can't even send the D pic no more. Because ladies is Shade Room, Say Cheese. They blasting you. Like, look at this clown. I'm like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they putting all your shit out there.
Yeah.
Messing it up for everybody else.
Who everybody else?
Me, okay.
The other men or other women that you're trying to slide into?
No, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mr. Polygamy over here.
For real, because I feel like, okay, I hate when women do that. Like, if I try to holler at you,
yeah.
right? But you shut me down.
Yeah.
Right? We didn't really go far. You like, nah, nigga, you too short.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I holler at your homegirl.
Okay.
And it works.
Okay.
Y'all be, girl, watch that, because he tried to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
But so what?
So what, yo?
Why y'all be tripping like that?
I don't know. To me, it kind of seems like, first of all, did you even want me for real? Second of all, do you even want her for real? And third of all, when you're done with her, are you going to go to... It's kind of like you jumping around. You know what I mean? Like, that was...
Y'all all beautiful.
But that's your fault that you didn't choose the right one the first time. That's your fault, okay?
She said that's your... But you don't know. You just got to inquire first. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know she was your homegirl.
Yeah, I get that though. Y'all have it tough in that arena. You know what I mean? I saw her first.
I ain't know. You know what I'm saying? You wasn't at the event. Yeah, I saw you at the other one.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And it worked there. But I just feel like women be cop blocking. It's like, come on, man. Like, oh yeah, it could have been me, but it wasn't.
It wasn't. It's her. Relax.
Yeah. And we together now. Right. So don't try to mess it up.
Yeah.
So do you feel like women want to be submissive these days? I feel like women don't want to be submissive anymore.
I think it all, of course.
You said, of course. See, I don't know.
I have to ask you, like, what type of woman are you, you know, what type of woman are you pursuing? You know what I mean? Or also, what type of man are you as well? You know what I mean? Because I feel as though, like, naturally, women do submit. Honestly, I can't speak for all women because I know I've met some cocoats. That's, you know what that is?
It's like a bobblehead, exactly.
Okay,
it sound like that.
Yeah, bobbleheads. Yeah, so I've like I know you guys, you know, have to swift through the like the bobbleheads and stuff. But honestly, there are a lot of great women out there who naturally submit to men, just as long as their needs are being met.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But I think it also it's about the man too. You know,
I mean, I have a different take on it, right? I feel like people get so caught up in this man-woman thing. Mm. I think it's just based on who's more efficient.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Elaborate on that.
Because, okay, if I'm in a relationship, right, and she's more efficient at budgeting.
Okay.
I'm going to just let her, hey, babe, take on my check.
Yeah.
Just make sure I get my little henny on the weekend and, you know, I get my J's. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. She's going to take that money and we still got money to do what we need to do. Mm-hmm. We going on trips and everything is good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let her handle it.
Yeah.
And if I'm more efficient when it comes to maybe the emotions and things like that, she may has to follow my lead.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So I think it's about who's just more efficient at what.
At what?
Not about like, oh, I'm the man. You got to listen to me. No, because you might be messed up.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Or vice versa.
Yeah.
So to me, if we look at that, then we wouldn't have to be worrying about all this. Who got the title and who got this? It's just like, yo, who's better at what?
At what? Absolutely.
And then if you're going to teach me, hey, I'm going to follow you.
Absolutely.
Because you have some women that don't think it's good. No, sorry. You have men that have a problem following a woman.
Yes. We have a lot out there. Yeah. And I don't think it's about following your woman. I think it's like listening to her and like honoring her thoughts and her ideas. You know what I mean?
See, she can't see. I like that. What? She came with a higher perspective. Honoring. Yes.
Yeah.
You have to honor her.
Yes. You know, listen to us, you know. Not to say that you, because at the end of the day, we don't want to be the leaders. You know, we want you to be a man and, you know, lead us. But take into consideration what we have to say as well, you know.
Because we
have our own vision, you know.
No, facts. And she should.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you think women want a man more because other women want him?
Ooh, that's a good question. No.
No? Okay. So you don't want...
Speaking... For myself, no.
So you don't want the man that every woman want?
If I want a man, it's not going to be because of every woman.
Oh.
Like when I think about like the Michael B. Jordans or the Ushers and you know, like the people, like a lot of women like Michael B. Jordan, but I'm not attracted to him.
Really?
He's a good looking guy.
You ain't attracted to Killmonger?
Oh, Killmonger was fine. the character, okay? But
hold on, really? I think you're the first woman.
He's a good.
Ever said they always use Michael B. Jordan as the replica
or Drake.
Drake, yeah, he kind of iffy because you have a lot of women they don't like light skinned niggas.
Okay. Yeah. But Michael B. Jordan's like right there in the middle.
Yeah, I've always heard that. Like I'm trying to look like this nigga.
Body, trying to get your Killmonger on.
Yeah, you know. And I mean, he tripping though recently, and I wanted to speak about that too. Like him, Tyrese, a lot of these older guys looking for these younger girls, right? And then expecting them to want to settle down. Like, bro, she's 23.
And beautiful and intelligent. Yeah. And there's a lot going on for herself.
Yeah, she ain't trying to have no baby. She probably can't even cook. You know, door dashing and shit.
Right.
Like, yo, if you 35 plus Go find you a 35-year-old woman your right. age or yeah. a little cool girl or something.
A woman that's ready for that.
Yes. Yeah. You can't be going after these little girls and yeah. thinking she want to be wifey and she yeah. want to be in the mansion. It don't matter how much money you got.
It doesn't. Or how good you look or how you spoiling her. It doesn't matter.
Facts. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because she's just out here trying to be on some Carisha shit.
Right. She's on her own agenda.
Yeah. yeah. This mm-hmm. nigga Diddy messing it up for everybody.
I'm like, yeah. Diddy.
My God. Did I just saw a picture with her. I'm like, this nigga got her out in Italy.
On a Yo, on a mega yacht.
But see, my thing is, a lot of the regs
mm-hmm.
gonna think they gonna get that.
A Carisha?
Yes.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm like, you work at the mall. Like, you ain't, nigga ain't taking you out there.
Yeah.
Like, what is you talking about?
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like social media be messing stuff up because yeah. they be looking at these relationships from these mm-hmm. celebrities and be like, nigga,
if you can't buy me a Birkin.
If you ain't Will Smith and ain't gonna me, like, yo, Will got the money, he gonna get bailed out.
Right.
Like, you gonna bomb me out?
Yeah.
Like, come on. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's like.
I agree with that.
Yeah, yeah. man. Me personally, I don't know. I don't know if it's because I have a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go, like, no younger than probably, like, 30 or 29.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends on the mentality.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I do know at the end of the day, regardless of the age, if she has wisdom and mm-hmm. intelligence and things like that, and she's applying it, like what you said, application is so important.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'm not sure how much this holds weight, but apparently women mature quicker than men as well.
No, that's true.
You know, so.
Y'all got the, you know what, XY chromosome?
Yeah.
YY chromosome, you know?
Yeah.
So y'all a little bit more ahead.
Yeah.
Me personally, like what you said, that you don't feel like the woman should lead. I feel like the woman should lead.
Lead?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, lead with... Sorry, okay, so let me put it in the context.
Yeah, okay, context. Yeah.
Lead with the ideas
mm-hmm.
for the man to go follow.
Right, and that's exactly what I was saying.
Okay.
Right,
her,
and that's what I meant when I said her visions.
Yes.
Yeah, like, not... Yeah, when I said her visions, I didn't mean like her own ambitions. I mean like literally her own visions.
Correct.
Know? Yeah.
Because it's her vision, right, that we should be taking and going out and providing for and then protecting her.
Absolutely, I agree. Saying?
But she may have the better idea.
Right, right. Or is paying attention to like the finer details as well.
No, facts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, she's a woman.
Yeah.
She's the creator of things.
Exactly. You see? Know? See?
Yeah.
See, you know, right. Man, that's right. Exactly how I feel.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So I can fill out the application? Oh, thank you for coming on. This was so great.
We're done already. Yeah, this was fun.
Yes, it was, man. But you ain't bring no candle. You know what I'm saying?
I know. So I need to do better.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know.
Don't kick me out now. I got you next time.
Oh,
yeah,
next
I gotta bring
time.
Some.
Okay.
I got to bring some candles. Yeah,
yes.
You're right. That's my mistake. Like it completely slipped my mind.
No, it's all right. We're human.
You yeah,
know what I'm we can set up that date. You know?
Yeah,
I've been trying to. You know what I mean?
Is this you putting in your application?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I'm good. I'm a good dad. Hold on, you have kids?
Not yet.
Oh.
Yeah, not yet.
So would you date a guy with kids? Because I'm seeing that circling now. Like women. Oh yeah, I can't date a guy with kids because I need to be his number one. Would you date a guy with kids?
I'm kind of iffy on that. I would. Have I dated a guy with kids? I have dated a guy with kids before.
Okay, so how did that go?
It was cool. Oh, I've definitely dated a guy with kids before.
Okay.
Yeah,
she's running back.
Yeah, I'm running it back. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was a couple of niggas out there.
Yeah, it was a couple of them. Yeah, but on a long-term basis, I would prefer a guy who doesn't have kids, but I'm open to the idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
Because, hey, you want to start your own thing.
Yeah.
And then
these
kids might be rude. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know. Look, you ain't my mama.
I ain't scared of no kids now.
You know what I mean? These kids nowadays. No, because these kids nowadays, they like reckless.
Yeah.
And then you know what I'm saying? Like
the Gen Zs.
Facts. And then they calling cops. You can't even beat them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They
teachers is asking them, are you okay at home? So nah.
Yeah.
But I feel like when women say that in terms of, oh yeah, being number one, right? That mindset I don't like because I still feel like even if me and you have kids,
mm-hmm.
right? My kids is still, I'm choosing
coming
my kids.
First, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you could always replace your wife.
Mm. Oh, is that the sentiment? Oh wow.
Because you've had women, I mean, I've seen it being posted on like Spiritual Word the other day.
Ooh,
where women were
it?
Like, oh yeah, no, I can't date a guy with kids because I gotta be his number one.
And oh, wow. Okay.
He's already not coming in with love for me, and his love is up. I'm like, these are his kids.
Yeah, these are his kids. And you would honestly want a man who has that type of love for his children, you know, opposed to the opposite way. But I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. Social media, man.
Yeah, social media. You can't believe everything.
No, that's big facts.
Yeah.
Well, let everybody know where they could find you at.
Am I looking at this camera?
No, you could just say it.
Okay, so you can find me on at Meline Rose. That's M-E-L-I-N-E, Rose like the flower. And you can check out Brown Liquor at BRWNLiquor.co on Instagrams.
All right. Make sure y'all go check her out. Get all her stuff. She is fly. She make her own stuff. So that is wonderful. We love that.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I had a lot of fun.
This was fun.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Yeah.
Of course.
Being behind the scenes of, you know, I Talk Gray. So this is what's up.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Man, y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. Williams. I Talk Gray. Make sure you click that link in the bio. Subscribe. You already know what it is. We out of here.
Yeah. Yay. Thank you. That was nice. I didn't even get to go live like I wanted, but that was fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
The questions kept on, you know, throwing me for a loop. But I had fun. So thank you.
Thank you so much. No, of course. Thank you.
Until next time.